Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Today we're going to learn together the 12th parak of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal's Orchus Yosher, in which he discusses the value of Yiras Shamayim. We're going to try to outline three different yesodos that emerge from the wide array of Ma'amari Chazal that Rav Chaim cites in Parak Yud Beis. So the first yesod is as follows. Rav Chaim shows from many Ma'amari Chazal that Yiras Shamayim is the foundation on which everything else in our Avodas Hashem is built. It's really the linchpin of our entire Avoda, and without it, everything else that we accomplish is fundamentally lacking. And this comes across in the Mishnah on Avos in Parag Gimel. Misha chochmaso kodemas le'yiraso, yiraso kodemas le'chochmaso. Only he whose yira precedes his chochma is someone whose chochma will stand. The Mishnah on Avos also says, in yira, in chochma. Yiras Shamayim is a prerequisite for Torah knowledge and for wisdom in general. One's wisdom is only going to be of full force if it comes on the footsteps of Yiras Shamayim. And we see this in two main sugyas in Shas as well. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph relates as follows. The pasuk in Yeshaya, Parag Lamed Gimel, pasuk Vav, tells us, V'haya emunas itecha, chosen yeshuos, chochmas vadas, yiras Hashem hi otzaro. And the Gemara extrapolates each of these phrases in the Pasuk as referring to a different part of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Emunas is Seder Zeraim, Itecha is Seder Moadim, is Seder Moed. And eventually, the Pasuk concludes that ultimately, Yiras Hashem hi Otsaro, one's treasure chest, so to speak, is his Yiras Hashem. And what that means is that that which preserves our knowledge of the broad corpus of Torah is our Yiras Shamayim. Without our Yiras Shamayim, our knowledge and study of Torah is not going to be able to last. It's going to be fleeting. And the Gemara then continues that even if we answer in the affirmative to all of the six questions that we're going to be asked on the Yom Hadin, our achievements ba'olam hazeh in this world are going to matter only if we had Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim is the foundation that gives context to all of our undertakings in our life. The other sugya in Shas, the main sugya that speaks about the value of Yiras Shamayim and its primacy, is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis, Amid Beis, which compares one who learns Torah but lacks Yiras Shamayim to one who has a gate, a sha'ar, for his chatzer, for his courtyard, but he lacks the chatzer itself. And Rashi there explains that the Gemara implies that the study of Torah is really a gateway to Yiras Shamayim. And therefore, you have to have Yiras Shamayim in advance of learning your Torah, so that the Torah can act upon and enhance your Yiras Shamayim. If we don't have Yiras Shamayim in advance of Talmud Torah, then it's like having a gate without the chatzer. Talmud Torah without Yiras Shamayim is like a gate for nothing. Only if we have Yiras Shamayim in advance of the Talmud Torah can the Talmud Torah help us in developing our Yiras Shamayim. And so from these two sugyas, what we really learn is that the relationship between Yiras Shamayim and Talmud Torah is bidirectional. It goes in both directions. On the one hand, Yiras Shamayim is a prerequisite for successful and qualitative Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is going to last and be meaningful only if we have Yiras Shamayim beforehand. Only if Yiras Shamayim is the foundation for it. But on the other hand, Yiras Shamayim is also one of the goals of Talmud Torah. The second yesod that Rav Chaim brings across is that Yiras Shamayim, perhaps ironically, the fear of the Ribono Shel Olam, the awe that we have of the Ribono Shel Olam, is actually the key to being close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes a medrash from Bereishis that Ein Lecha Davar Chaviv Mimishuhu Misyarei Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most beloved to Hashem is he who fears Hashem. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Vav Amud Beis, also says, the one who has Yiras Shamayim is Devarav Nishma'in. He's going to be successful with his tefilos, meaning that he has such a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu precisely because it comes with his Yiras Hashem. And finally, the third yesod that Reb Chaim brings at the end of the perek is that part of our yegia, part of our effort in our Talmud Torah, must be our Yira Shamayim. He quotes a chazal from Bamidbar Rabba that there were two chachamim, one who is Jewish and one who is not Jewish, who were both ne'evdu mina olam. They were lost from this world because they snatched their wisdom. It wasn't given to them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather their chachma was taken for themselves. Who were those people? They were Achitofel and Bilam. And Rav Chaim Zatzal asks how it's possible that these two people had chachma, because after all, the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Beis pasuk Vav tells us, "Ki Hashem yitain chachma mipiv das usvuna." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives out chachma. We can't get chachma on our own. Hashem gives it to us. So how is it possible that Achitofel and Bilam achieved wisdom if Hashem didn't give it to them? And Rav Chaim explains that in truth, the wisdom of Achitofel and Bilam was not authentic. It was not real. It was not genuine. Why? Because they lacked Yirah Shamayim. And therefore, says Rav Chaim, they can't be considered to have been Yigein Batorah. The Gemara Megillah Vavam and Beis tells us, Lo Yagati Umatsasi Al Ta'amin. If someone tells you that they achieved wisdom, but they didn't put in the requisite effort, we should not believe them. So says Rav Chaim, Achitofel and Bilam, their Chachma could not have been real, because genuine work and effort for Talmud Torah includes not just the physical energy that we invest into the process, but also having the purpose and the foundation of Yirah Shamayim. That's true rigor. That's true work. That is true effort. Achitofel and Bilam didn't take that process, and therefore, the end of their process, what resulted, their chachma, was not real, was not genuine. Hopefully, with these three yesodos, we can help learn from the incredible Yirah Shamayim that Rav Chaim Zatzal displayed during his lifetime, and we can grow in our own Yirah Shamayim. I wish you all a good Shabbos.